Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look, I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Before we get to some content, don't forget that you can join the VIP club. It's 1620 the email. You can do so right now. You'll get to know all of the exciting content that we have going on with The Zone. You'll be first to know it, whether it's news, contests, promotions, and more, or a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Dude. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at indeed. Sign up today at 1620thezone.com.
You're probably going to want to sign up for the emails.
Yes.
Because you would like to be here.
This is how you get opportunities like this, is through the email.
Yeah, how do you think we got this trip? Because we signed up for the email.
That's true.
Thank you,
1620. We would have been ineligible if not.
Yeah, indeed. Nick, take it away with some content.
People forget tomorrow is MLB opening day.
Wow, nice topic to start off.
Happer.
Yeah.
Josh. What things are you looking forward to the most about the 2024 MLB season?
Oh,
wow. I'm excited for the Royals to go 5-20 in April, and then probably about 11-14 in May, and then just gradually gain hope more and more and more, all the way until September when they go about 18-6. And then I get very excited for next year as the Royals have once again lost more than 95 games. So I'm excited to go through that whole process again. There are people picking the Royals to win things of note this year.
Who are these people? Are they big, strong men with tears in their eyes?
I've seen some buzz, Josh. I've seen some buzz. Why can't it be the Royals this year? We already know if you do process of elimination in the Central, you can eliminate the White Sox. Eliminated. Gone. See you later. But everybody else, fair game at this point. Fair game. And so, you know, it could be them. This is one of the rare times for me. I am not going to buy in all the way on the hype train. I'm excited.
They're going to be good then.
I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the prospects of guys like Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans and everything else. But I don't think they're going to win the AL Central this year. So I'm excited for the Royals to not win the AL Central this year, Nick. That's my answer.
Okay. Do we know what channel the Royals will be on in Omaha?
Yeah, they'll be on the Bally.
Okay.
On the Bally.
What am I excited for? I mean, look, baseball is tremendous background noise. Riss and I are going to go to a Royals game together. We've never been to a Royals game together.
Oh.
So that'll be fun.
That's exciting that the background noise is back for you.
Yeah, sure. Like college basketball, sometimes. Sometimes I leave the TV off. I'm going to a Mariners game. I've never been to Safeco.
Oh, wow. Me neither.
Or whatever it's called now. Ah, that reminds
T-Mobile.
Me. I got to ask Farron about those tickets. So, yeah, Riss and I are going to go up there. That'll be great.
That sounds awesome.
Have a couple of strong IPAs while we're there.
Get a little package of crickets. You could eat crickets at that stadium.
I'm not one of those types of people.
Eat some crickets, Josh.
Eat some crickets.
I'm okay.
Really? You go to Seattle, they give you crickets, and you say no?
They come up to you
with tears in their eyes, and they say, this is our delicacy, crickets, eat the crickets.
This is the same man that was minutes away from pyramids in Mexico. And he's
not
like,
minutes,
no.
Hours away from pyramids.
And you said no thank you?
Yeah, when you go to an all-inclusive resort, do you want to drive 8 hours round trip to go to see a pyramid?
No, I did not.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Another baseball question, fellas.
Interesting.
The Dodgers.
We have a theme here.
The Dodgers just signed catcher Will Smith to a 10-year, $140 million contract extension. Mm. Did you know the Dodgers had a player named Will Smith?
I did.
Great question, Nick. I did not. And there's another Will Smith in Major League Baseball?
He plays for the Royals.
Are the parents of these Will Smiths big fans of Will Smith?
I don't think so.
Do they like
the slap? I think it just kind of happened that way.
It's a very normal name, but it's also like a famous name.
I'm more curious if the Dodgers have literally unlimited money. They have the uncanny ability to sign all of their players to mega long-term contracts for more than $100 million. It's amazing. I know Otani's money is all deferred and everything like that, but it's still quite staggering when you look at all they've done contract-wise this offseason. It's shocking to watch.
Shocking.
I don't know the details of Will Smith's deal.
It's like 8 years, a lot of dollars.
But, like, are they deferring that money too? Like, are they just saying, we're going to defer? It's like a boys. It's a life hack. We'll just defer everything until 2036.
Can I do that? Why can't I do defer? I want a new TV. I defer it.
It's like layaway.
To 2384.
Yeah.
Layaway.
Yeah.
Do we still have layaway in
society? I don't
know
if they call it that anymore.
Exists anymore. I think it might have died with Kmart.
R.I.P. layaway.
Buy now, pay later.
Mm-hmm.
I love that idea.
The Tournament of Great Significance enters its endgame tomorrow. What are your guys' bold predictions?
Now, I'm curious about the premise of the question, Nick.
Yes.
It enters the endgame tomorrow?
Yes, the beginning of the endgame.
No, isn't the beginning of the end really the start?
I would say that the beginning of the endgame is the final four.
I consider the Sweet 16 the real start.
The real start of the tournament. What was
what if it's the end of the beginning?
Bold picks?
It's the end of the beginning.
Bold picks. Is it bold to say that Purdue will make the final four?
No.
Is it bold to say Creighton will make the final four?
Yes.
I kind of think Creighton's going to make the Final Four.
Well, Purdue can't make the Final Four if Creighton does.
I know, I was just asking. I kind of think.
Well, let's look at our board here at the Circa Sports Stadium Swim.
Check out those money line splits. They're
tight.
NBA games up there. Oh, they do. Look, Happer, they've added games now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this is tight.
They split the screen like their money line.
Yeah, this is really, really good. Here's my hot NCAA tournament take. UConn will not win the national championship.
That's spicy.
You will never get this.
That's as spicy as your skin right now.
UConn will not win the national championship.
And I said Creighton maybe will.
Here's the reason why. Because it's too obvious. They're too good, and something bad has to happen to them at some point.
Yeah.
They can't just dominate everyone in the tournament for 2 years in a row. You understand how hard that is?
It's very hard.
And I know that they're the best team in basketball right now, but, like, you have to win six games in a row against good teams. And they did that last year.
Yep.
And they killed everybody.
Yeah.
And they've killed everybody so far this year.
They won eight straight games by a billion points.
It's shocking to watch. So
shocking.
I think they don't win the national championship.
Nick,
I'm just zagging, basically.
Oh, you like Gonzaga. Do you know, Nick, the last team to win two straight national championships in college basketball? Think of the state that you always bring up when you're like, oh, part blank.
Oh, Florida.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Yeah. Joakim Noah.
Yeah, Joakim Noah.
I'm half Florida.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else on the board? I do not care about Clemson, Arizona. Okay. I do not care about
this
that
game. This wasn't what topics don't you care about. It was
right.
Do you have a hot take.
That's my hot take. I don't care about that game.
Neither do I.
All right. Remember how Aaron Rodgers was rumored to be the running mate for one RFK Jr.?
Yes.
But he never confirmed nor denied it.
Yes.
He didn't have to. RFK Jr.'s lawyer announced yesterday that his running mate will be lawyer and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan.
Wow.
Are we sad?
I'm good that his lawyer confirmed it because I can't hear that guy talk. He sounds so weird.
Who? Aaron Rodgers?
No, RFK.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jason Green.
It's kind of how he talks.
Jason
Have you heard that guy talk?
You know, I don't really listen to RFK on podcasts. I can't say that I'm you,
Hal. I am not listening to any RFK
candidate?
Jr. podcast.
We need a third voice.
No, but
third
option. He keeps putting out videos of stuff and how, you know, he's the third whatever.
Kennedy.
He sounds ridiculous.
I do like the jokes of, like, Aaron Rodgers again loses to Shanahan. I think that's a very funny joke.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's a pretty funny joke. I'm honestly sad. The takes would have been amazing.
It would have been funny to have a vice president as an active quarterback.
And yes, like, are you going to be at the debate? No, we have to study film. Like, it would have been awesome.
Yeah. He's not going to win, so we can't really play it out that way. But it's still funny to have a presidential candidate in the NFL, like a vice presidential candidate in the NFL.
True.
Pretty funny.
Finally, fellas.
Yes.
I know we've had a lot of fun today, but it's time to talk about something serious. What the hell are we going to do after the Grum? It's so early here.
No, I thought we were doing what are we eating tonight after this?
No, but he's saying what are we going to do just in general for the whole rest of the day?
We have so much time.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm sleepy. I don't want to be the guy who taps out on night one, but it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I know about marathons.
Okay.
But we are in early stages of planning some of the activities for the rest of the night. J- just don't know what all of those activities will be. Perhaps some exploration.
Yeah,
of
I
the
like
area
that.
That we are in.
Yeah, I think we'll get out on Fremont Street.
Yeah. I like exploring.
I'm excited for a shower.
You gotta see it. You gotta see Fremont Street.
Everyone says this.
We can make Nick get on the big scale and make fun of him because he's fat.
Oh,
that would be fun.
Nick, are you fat?
I have some body image issues.
Do you really? I wouldn't expect that from Nick.
You can all take a picture with the people in the mascot costumes on the street.
Don't that costs money, though, Peter.
Yeah, no. You have to take the pictures and then run away.
That's true.
Me.
Yeah, you, well,
they
yeah
have
maybe,
to get a lid in
maybe
me.
You could like take it on an iPhone quick and run away.
Yeah.
And
pay
just
them a livable wage.
Now, here's a question for you guys. Do you want to do the zip line?
I've never been on a zip line.
You want to do the zip line?
How much does that cost?
I don't know. It probably does cost. Peter, do you know how much it costs to do the zip line on Fremont Street?
I'm trying
I will
to do
look
the
it
thing
up.
Where I don't spend money. I want to gamble, though. I want to play a little crap.
Well, that involves spending
I am intrigued in that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to try black.
While you're running
blackjack.
Your billion miles, I'll be at the table.
Yeah. You did say that. What you like, while you run, I'm going to go to the table.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Before I run, maybe I'll watch you at the table for a couple minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like if you want to fly Zipzilla, that's what it's called, $49
plus
tax.
Nope. Wow.
Yeah. It would have had to been 10.
That's a lot of money to let gravity do the work.
I would have, nice take, Nick. I would have done it for $10. That's a good take.
But you can walk underneath them and they go over the top of you and they go, ah!
That's fun.
It is. So we'll do that.
Yell at me, Daddy.
Ah!
Nick, I want to do content like this every day this week. This was fun.
Yeah,
I once came to Fremont Street and I did one of those axe throwing places.
We have those back home.
I know. I don't know. We were really trying to waste time this one day. And so we came to one of those axe throwing places and we threw axes for a while.
That's fun.
My buddy.
It wasn't that fun.
About a year ago, we went to Des Moines for my buddy's birthday. And because it was his birthday, they let us throw random crap, like stop signs.
Yeah.
And
I actually think they let everybody do that.
Do they?
I think so.
Because when I tell this story to other people, they're like, stop signs?
I like to chuck a stop sign.
It's pretty fun.
And that is unsportsmanlike
content.
Wow.
Content.
When we return, live here at the Stadium Swim at Circa, we are
Things are heating up, Josh.
Have you
noticed all the people that are here now?
Oh, I'm seeing them. Also, look at the score of this game. That's heating up, too.
Oh, points.
We're at the Circa Resort and Casino off of Fremont. Are we on or off of Fremont Street?
Just off it. I think it's over this way.
Oh, right, cool. Fremont.
We are Fremont, Nebraska. John is of Fremont, but we are of Fremont Street.
Old Vegas.
So we're hanging out at Circa, having an awesome time. We'll be back again tomorrow live at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. out here in the Pacific. When we return, though, it's time for What's for Dinner, and maybe you can help us figure out what is for dinner because we're actually asking.
Medium rare hamburgers.
What is for dinner? We wrap up the Grum next on 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Before we get to dinner, Michael Sevier says, you guys are funny. Layaway has been around, and it's still around. Matter of fact, there are more companies that do layaway now than ever before.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. They just don't. They keep it quiet. They keep it on the down low.
Yeah, big layaway is hiding it from us.
My friend Aaron says gambling on Fremont Street is the best place to gamble in Las Vegas. But he also says you got to go to the Strip because it's wild.
There's known to have some cheaper tables out here, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's ahead of us tonight. But the first thing we have to do, of course,
what's for dinner?
Is figure out what's for dinner.
So it seems like it will be an exploration where we walk and maybe we just see something and we say, let's do that place.
Okay.
I think that's what it's going to be.
I'm down with that.
We will follow up on Twitter.
Sometimes that's the best approach. Just exploring.
You're right, Peter. I once took that approach in this fine city, and I was over by the High Roller over there at the Link. And I ran into a place that offered a sushi burrito.
Oh.
And I ate it.
How was it?
It was great, but then I followed it up with too much alcohol.
Don't do that. Then
it was bad.
That's not a good combo.
That sounds horrible.
There's also In-N-Out right over there as well.
Oh, I would like to try In-N-Out.
Nick does want to try In-N-Out, even though we told him that it's mid.
I mean, I still want to try it for myself.
But I said it'd be funny because then you could tweet at John.
Yeah.
And then John will get mad.
But trust us when we say there's plenty of great options here at Circa, and we're excited about all of those.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We had a great burger earlier.
Burger?
Yeah, so it's really just figuring out. But I've never been. Nick's never been. We want to explore.
We'll go exploring.
Yeah, so I'm going to run, and then we're going to explore.
I'm going to bed.
I am not.
Yeah, you're going to be up late. I don't know how you do this.
You don't think I could do this?
No, you can. I just don't know how you do it. I am so tired. I'm so sleepy.
That's you're old.
I am old.
Sure. I'm so young.
I've trained my body to need sleep.
Yeah, it's
I don't
bad.
Think you have.
Can I follow you like a lost puppy heifer?
Yeah, come on.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, somebody asked, are you going to tickle chains tonight?
I'm not going to have time. It might be a tomorrow night thing.
I don't think you're going to tickle chains at all.
If I were to bet, if I were to go to the odds board and say, what are the odds for Nick tickling chains? I'd bet no.
Yeah.
I would like to tickle chains, but I'm not going to force it, you know? If it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards.
It's not in the cards.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be in the cards.
How much time do we have?
Yeah, Peter, how much time do we have, Peter?
We got about a minute.
One more minute.
We want to give a huge thank you and shout out to Stadium Swim here at the Circuit Resort and Casino. Day one has been spectacular, and day two tomorrow, friends, will be bigger and better because we'll be on for 7 hours.
Yeah.
Starting at 10 a.m., and there will be basketball on that night that we actually care about. No offense to the CBI.
Well, look at this. It's 4 o'clock local time, and all of the sports games are starting for the night. They had to split up the televisions. This is amazing.
It's so weird.
But the CBI final is going down in the last 2 minutes
here. Who knew, given how bad it was early on? Also tomorrow, the start of baseball season. So it's going to be the Connor Apper Show. I'll be your guest on that show, and then you will be the fill-in host on Unsportsmanlike Conduct.
Yes.
We'll have a combination hodgepodge of some of our favorite guests, and we'll talk baseball and basketball. And
we'll just talk it up.
Yeah.
Vegas.
How about this? Are you proud of me? We barely even talk football today.
I'm really proud of you, actually.
Nice. Good.
We could have used more basketball talk, though.
Tomorrow's opening day. Basketball's dead.
Tomorrow is opening day. All right, are we getting a closed bed?
I don't hear anything.
Are we getting a closed bed, Peter? There it is.
Oh, I do
there it
hear.
Is, right
wow,
on cue.
Nice. We appreciate Peter Krenzer back there in our 1620 The Zone studio. We appreciate everyone for joining us today. Please join us again tomorrow as well. And again, one more thank you today. We'll say it a lot, but thank you to Circa Resort and Casino. For Nick, for Happer, I'm Josh, for Peter. See you later. Have a great night. Enjoy the CBI final.
Jason Green!
Jason Green!
Jason Green! We'll be back tomorrow. See you later, everybody. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.